Man, praise the Lord for that song. That's the first time I ever heard that song.
我们为这首歌赞美神, 这是我第一次听到这首歌。
It's not the first time I heard that scripture.
不是说我第一次听到这段经文,
which is a great passage of scripture in Matthew 6, but that is a beautiful song, was it not?
这是在马太福音第六章里面非常美好的一段经文。
You know, recently I've been thinking about, I don't know, what's the word? Maybe every day there are little good things that happen to us. Is that true?
最近呢,我一直在想,就是每天我们都有一些好的事情在我们身上发生。
I think sometimes in English we might call it everyday little victories.
那英语的话,我们就叫做就是每天一点小的成圣。
And I was asking our prayer meeting on Thursday night, what are some everyday little victories or good things that happens to you?
那我就在我们周四晚上的祷告会上问大家，就是在一些我们平时生活当中有一些什么好的事情在你身上发生呢？
And I also asked my wife Friday morning. I'm like, hey, what are some everyday little good things that happen to you?
我也问过我的妻子，就是在一些日常生活当中有哪些好的事情发生。
She said, what do you mean?
她就问我你指什么呢？
I said, you know, when something happens and you say, in English we say, yes, you know?
我就跟他说，就是像有些好的事情发生，那我们英文就，我们就很兴奋，就是太棒了。
Okay, what do you say in Chinese? When something good happens in Chinese, what do you say? No. Well, just in general. What do you say usually?
太好了。太好了,太棒了,太棒了。
Right? Something good happens, you say, oh, 太棒了. 太什么? 太帅了. One more. 天好. Wow, 天好,太好了. 帅. Okay? Right? In English, it's very easy. You just say, oh, yes. That was good.
英文就是很简单,就是我们说yes.
Yes.
就很好.
So I asked her, you know, she said, when I need to buy something,
那他，我问我的太太，那他就想了想，他就说，当我需要买东西的时候。
So when I go shopping.
那我就是买购物。
She says yes. Okay. She likes to go shopping. Okay. But when she goes to buy something for our family, like food.
当他去就是帮为我们家庭需要买一些东西，比如说食物啊。
Or like milk.
牛奶啊。
And she goes to the store and she sees what she wants to buy is on sale.
当他到了店里以后，看到他所需要买的东西在打折。
She says, I say yes.
那他就很开心，就说太棒了。
Yeah, what do you guys say? Oh, 帅。 Right? You guys say something good. Right? Some people at our prayer meeting said, I like to shop at the store Kohl's. You guys know Kohl's, the store?
那我们祷告会有人说，就是我喜欢到这个 Kohl's 这个店里买东西。
And so this sister said, I got a coupon, 40% off of Kohl's.
那这个姐妹很开心地说，我拿到一个就是 Kohl's 这个店里的打折券，打6折。
And she said, yes.
她就很开心地说，太棒了。
Or when you drive to a very crowded parking lot, right?
或许当你就是开车去要停在一个非常拥挤的 停车场。
And you think, oh, I'm going to have to park so far away.
你或许在想，我可能要停得比较远。
And then right near the front, you see an open spot.
但是你碰巧看到了一个很近的停车位。
What do you say?
那你又说什么呢?
Right. Yes.
那你又很开心地说太好了。
Oftentimes, these are the little blessings in life.
那通常呢，这就是我们日常生活中的一些小小的祝福。
And depending on how small or how large they are, our yes might be from a small yes to a very big yes.
那根据这些祝福的大小而异，我们的兴奋程度可能也不一样。
At sometimes in your life, even as you're facing some difficulties, maybe there's an area of your life where you seem to be hitting a wall.
但是有时候呢，就是在我们生活当中，或许我们也会碰到一些难处。
You're experiencing failure at what you hope to happen.
你呢？在生活当中也碰到一些失败。
I'm sure some of us are going through that now, today.
我知道我们当中有一些人或许也正在经历这些失败。
It might even be to the point where you're starting to lose hope.
或许已经到了这个程度，你就已经失去了希望。
And then all of a sudden,
但突然之间
bam, there's a breakthrough.
有了个转机。
And you say, yes!
那你就会大声说，太好了。
I remember one time when my wife and I was still in industry.
我记得有一次我还在那个公司上班的时候。
And we were trying to move back from Pasadena to over here. We were looking around the city of Upland.
我们呢在就是要从 Pasadena 搬到 Upland. 我们在 Upland 找房子。
We tried to find a house in this new development in Upland called the Colony.
我们呢在Upland 这块新区，就是叫做 Colony 这块地方呢，想找一个房子。
We wanted to come to serve this church more.
我们呢希望呢能够住得近一点，那我们可以在教会里服侍更多。
We want to be closer with the community of God's people.
我们希望呢能够与神的儿女们更近一些。
Trying to be more a part of this church that we love.
希望我们呢能够就是在我们所爱的教会里能够更融入一些。
And we pray for it.
我们呢也一直为这件事祷告。
It should be a good thing.
应该我知道这是应该一件好事。
But over and over.
但是一次又一次。
We put out offers on a house.
我们想打算买这个房子。
Even when we looked at the house, we were thinking this would be a good house.For people from the church, brothers and sisters, to come over and we can be together.
甚至呢，我们看了一些房子以后，我们就认为这个房子其实我们兄弟教会的兄弟姐妹过来之后，也是一个很好的招待的房子。
We would say, oh, this would be a good room for Bible study.
我们也说，哎，这个房间拿来查经也挺好的。
Oh, this would be a good room to eat together.
啊，那这个房间呢，我们一起吃饭也挺好。
Oh, this is a good room to get people together to have a meeting.
那这个房间呢我们一起开会也挺好的。
And then we would put an offer out on the house.
我们呢也就是想就是
you know, how do you say put an offer? Where's all of our realtors in here? 放一个。
我们呢就是也
出价。
也出价要买这个房子。
Okay. And over and over again.
但是一次又一次。
We lost.
我们都失败了。
Because these cash buyers.
因为有很多现金来买房子的人。
People from China are so rich.
从中国来的那些现金来买房的。
So every time we look at a house,
每次我们看了一个房子以后，
and we're like, oh, this will be a good house for brothers and sisters at the church.
我们认为这个房子对我们兄弟的教会的兄弟姐妹很好。
And other people are looking at the house.
其他人也在看这个房子。
Oh, and you see someone from China. Oh.
你看到有一些从中国来的人，那我们就知道我们买不到了。
Over and over again.
一次又一次
the doors were closed.
我们感觉这扇门好像已经关上了
To the point where we thought maybe God doesn't even want us to move closer to the church.
我们甚至认为神可能不想我们搬到离教会比较近的地方
We completely stopped looking in the colonies.
我们就停止在 colony 这一带看房子
We almost gave up.
我们几乎要放弃了
And then all of a sudden,
但是突然之间
bam, we saw this house pop up on a listing.
我们看到了这个房子在就是在卖。
It wasn't in the colonies.
不在 colony 这块地方。
And so we said, well, maybe let's try this house.
我们就想或者我们可以试着买这个房子。
We drove there early in the morning.
我们一大早就开车到那边。
Well, we looked at it first.
我们先看了一下这个房子。
We said, oh, this would be a good house for our family and brothers and sisters.
我们认为呢，这个房子呢，对我们兄弟姐妹来说都很好。
We looked around.
我们周围也看看了周围的情况。
There's no one from China here.
我们看了一下周围，没有从中国来的人。
We said, let's do it.
我们就决定要买这房子。
Let's put the offer real fast.
我们出个价，把这个房子买下来。
The next morning, we drove to the house.
那第二天早上，我们就开车到这个房子。
And we prayed.
我们也祷告。
We just prayed.
我们祷告。
And then the next day,
第二天,
Bam! We got the house.
第二天我们就知道我们已经啊买下这个房子。
That deserved a big yes, right?
这就是使我们非常的兴奋，非常的开心。
For Christians, we say what? Praise the Lord, thank God.
那作为基督徒呢，我们就说赞美神，我们感恩，感谢神。
Has that ever happened to you before?
像这样的事情有没有在你身上发生过呢？
Where you know whether it's big or small, you see this is from God.
不管是大是小，你知道这是从神而来的。
What is your response?
那你的回应是什么呢？
Do you say yes?
那你是不是也说是太好了呢？
Or do you say sway? Or do you say 赞美主？ Praise God. Did I just say Chinese? I don't even know what I'm doing. You say praise God. You say thank God. This is from God.
那你有没有也是说赞美主，感谢神？这是
从哪来的？ And at what point does something small or something big, where in that spectrum do you recognize this is from God?
那不管是大的还是小的，你有没有意识到这是从神而来的呢？
到什么地步？ At what point do you say even something small, I can say thank God?
甚至一些是非常小的好的事情，你能够你是。到什么地步你可以认识到这是从神而来的。
And when you know it is from the Lord,
当你知道这是从神而来的时候，
How do you respond?
那你的回应是什么呢？
How do you respond?
你是如何回应的呢？
Today we're going to look at the life of someone in the Old Testament.
那今天呢，我们要来看看从旧约的一个人物的旧约的一个人物。
And we're going to look at a portion of his life.
我们呢只看他生命当中的一部分。
And the portion of that person's life is we're going to look at the life, a portion of the life of David.
那我们就要来看看就是大卫的一部分的他的生命。
Because you see, David was called by God as a man. What did he say? A man after my own heart.
大卫呢是被神称为合他心意的人的。
And we're going to see why, a little bit, why David could be seen by God as a man after his own heart.
我们呢来稍微看一下就是大卫为什么是被称作合神心意的人。
And the portion that we're going to be looking at, if you want to turn your Bibles open, is in 1 Chronicles.
那我们来看看呢 这些经文是在历代志上。
And we're going to be looking at about, you know, a lot of different places today, but we'll be looking at 1 Chronicles chapter 13 all the way through 17.
我们有很多经文，但是我们呢，先来看看从历代志上从13章到17章。
You could read along if you want.
如果你要一起读的话，你也可以一起读。
We'll be looking at a lot of different pieces of scripture in the Old Testament.
我们会看一些不同的经文。
Or you could follow along as we listen to the story.
或者你也可以跟着，就是听着我们的故事。
Because starting in verse 13, David, chapter 13, verse 1, David has a desire.
从第十三章开始，大卫就有了一个期望。
He has a very important desire.
他有个非常重要的期望。
He has a desire to do something good.
他有期望要做一些好的事情。
And I think through this, we are going to see maybe how we should respond when God does something good to us.
那我呢也在思考，就是我们当神对我们做一些好的事情的时候，我们应该如何的回应呢？
Why don't we bow our heads and ask God to help us this morning?
让我们先低头请求神的帮助。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us here.
天父，我们感谢你，带领大家一同来到你的殿。
We are in the midst of this season in America where people call it the season of Thanksgiving.
我们呢，马上就要，度过，就要，就要，我们美国人所谓的感恩节了。
But for Christians, Lord, this is a call.To not just a season, but to a lifestyle.
但是对基督徒来说，这不仅仅是一个季节，这是我们的一个生活的方式。
Would you help us, Father, to have softened hearts to you this morning?
天父，请你帮助我们软弱我们的心，软化我们的心。
That even those who do not know you would have a softened heart and be willing to know you.
甚至那些还不认识还不认识你的人，请你软化他们的心，他们能够认识你。
Tune us in to your spirit this morning.
我们要聆听你的
圣灵。
你的圣灵。
And we pray that we enjoy the stories that are in the truth that is in your word.
我们也祷告在这个故事当中也有你的真理在。
We pray that you help us.
我们祷告你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Starting here in chapter 13.
从十三章开始。
I said that David has a desire to do something good, something important.
我提过就是大卫有这个期望要做一些重要的事情，是一种做一些好的事情。
What is it that he wanted to do that was so good and so important?
那这样重要的事情是什么呢？
His desire was to bring back what is called the Ark of the Covenant.
他的期望就是要把我们所称为的这个约柜给搬回来。
Okay. Sometimes this is called the Ark of the Covenant.
我们有时候把这个称作约柜。
Sometimes it is called the Ark of the Lord.
我们有时候把它称为神的柜。
Other times it's the Ark of God.
我们也有时候也称为神的柜，主的柜。
This is so important for him to bring back this ark that he consults all of the leaders of Israel.
把约柜搬回来对大卫来说是非常的重要，所以他要与所有的千夫长、百夫长商议。
And then he consults in all of the people of Israel.
他也要和所有的以色列人商议。
He asks, "Is this a good thing to bring the ark of the covenant back?"
他问他们把那个约柜带回来是不是一件好事？
And all the leaders and all the people.
所有的首领和所有的以色列人
They said, yes, it is a good thing. Let's bring it back.
他们也都认为这是一件好事。
That's what we see in verses 1 through 4.
我们从13章第1到4节可以看到这个。
But what is the Ark of the Covenant?
那这个约柜是什么呢？
And why would this Ark of the Covenant be so important to David to bring back?
为什么对大卫来说要带回这个约柜是如此的重要呢？
I mean, the ark was simply a wooden box.
其实这个柜其实就是一个木头做的盒子。
It was less than 4 feet long. Maybe, I don't know, maybe something about that size.
不到四尺长。
About, you know, the size of this,
大概就是
table in front of it.
这张桌子的长度。
But it was made to very specific instructions by God.
但是呢，这个约柜是通过神的特别的指示而做起来的。
It was made with a very precious wood.
它是用非常珍贵的木材做的。
It was to be overlaid with gold, pure gold.
而且并且是镀了金的。
And on the top of this box, the ark was a cover.
在这个柜子的上面呢，是有个盖子。
And that cover was called the mercy seat.
那这个盖子呢是被称为施恩座的。
And on top of this mercy seat was built by instruction by God to a cherubim with wings.
那在这个施恩座上呢是根据神的旨意做了两个基路伯。
These are like winged creatures.
就这个基路伯其实就是有点像带翅膀的一个小生物。
And you would have these two cherubim facing each other.
这两个基路伯呢面对面。
And their wings are touching each other.
他们的翅膀是相互触摸的。
And their wings are touching each other at the tips.
在翅膀的尖端是相互碰到的。
It had to be carried by poles that would be inserted onto the sides of the ark.
那这个柜的旁边上呢有杠子是用来抬这个柜子的。
And only certain people should have the instructions of how to carry it.
那只有特别的人呢才能够抬这个柜。
It was really a box that contained some special things.
那其实呢，这其实是一个盒子，就是里面有一些特别的东西。
But it wasn't just any box.
但这不是说一个普通的盒子。
This box was a symbol.
这个盒子呢, 其实是一种标志。
It was a symbol of the covenant that God made with his people, the Israelites.
这个盒子呢, 是神和以色列人, 所立约的一个标志。
What is a covenant?
那这个约是什么呢?
Simply, my son even learned this recently.
我儿子也最近也学了。
If you ask my son, CJ, what is a covenant?
如果你问我的儿子什么是这个约呢?
He would say, well, he calls it a covenant. He would say, a covenant is a promise.
他就说这个约就是一个誓言。
God makes covenants with his people.
神和他的子民立了约。
And you ask CJ, what does God do with his covenant?
那如果你问我儿子的话, 神对这个约是做了什么呢?
He would say God keeps, always keeps his covenant.
那他会说, 神会永远保守他的约的。
And this ark was a symbol of this covenant that God, this promise that God made with his people.
那这个柜呢, 就是, 这个标志神和他的子民立的约的标志。
That's why it's called the Ark of the Covenant.
所以, 这个柜就叫做约柜。
But it was not only a symbol of the covenant.
这, 不仅仅是说这个柜的一个标志。
It was also a symbol of God's presence with his people.
但是呢, 这同时呢, 也是一个标志, 就是标志着神与他们同在。
The Lord God would dwell with his people and meet them from above the mercy seat.
神, 神会和他的子民同在, 而且并且在, 这个施恩宝座上与他们同, 会面。
If you're taking notes, you can write down Exodus 25:22.
我们可以从那个出埃及记 25章22节。
I want you to look what God says about what he does with this ark.
我们来看一看就是, 这些经文来看看。
Okay. It says here, there I will meet with you.
我要在那里与你相会。
And from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim that are on the ark of the testimony, I will speak with you about all that I will give you in commandment for the people of Israel.
又要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切。
So the ark was a symbol that God's presence was with his people.
那有没有看到就是这个约就是标志着神与他的子民同在。
And this covenant said that if they obeyed, God would bless them.
那这个约就是说如果他们顺服的话, 神就会, 祝福他们。
But it also reminded them that if they disobeyed, God would curse them.
但同时也提醒他们, 如果他们不顺服的话, 那, 神就会诅咒他们。
And that was part of what we call the Old Covenant.
那我这个就是我们, 所谓的旧约。
So the ark actually reminded them of God, his presence, and his holiness.
所以这个柜呢, 其实就是提醒了, 他们就是神的, 约和神的圣洁。
That God blesses obedience.
神会祝福那些顺服他的人。
And God hates disobedience.
神非常的厌恶不顺服。
That God detests sin in their midst.
神会知道他们当中的罪。
This ark was that symbol.
这个约就是这个标志。
So that everywhere God wanted to lead them,
所以, 不管神要带领他们去哪里,
God would use this pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire,
神会用那个云柱和火柱,
but he would have the Ark of the Covenant go before them and they would follow behind the Ark of the Covenant.
然后呢, 但是呢, 神也要, 也要用, 也要让这个约柜走在他们前面。
When they were going through towards the promised land, the Ark of the Covenant would go before them.
当他们要进入那个,
promised land.
所, 应许之地的时候, mm-hmm. 那这个约柜也是走在他们前面的。
When they were to cross the Jordan River,
当他们要穿过约旦河的时候,
the Ark of the Covenant would go before them.
那这个约柜也是走在他们前面的。
When they would conquer this first city in the promised land called Jericho, the ark was part of that and would go before them.
当他们战胜第一个城市，在他们应许之地的第一个城市耶利哥的时候，这个约柜也是走在他们前面的。
So the ark was a very important symbol.
所以这个柜是一个非常重要的一个标志。
It reminded them of God's blessing and presence with them.
他提醒他们，神的祝福和神与他们同在。
Yet over time,
但是呢，一段时间之后
，as what happens with all people,
就像我们所有的人一样
，the leaders forgot.
这些带领的人就忘记了。
The people and the leaders kind of forget these important things from God.
这些首领和这些人呢，就忘了这些重要的事情。
Maybe sometimes we get too casual with God.
或许有时候呢，我们和神呢，就是太随便了一些。
We get too comfortable. We get too preoccupied with ourselves, and we forget about the commandments of God.
我们呢，太专注于自己的事情了，反而把神的一些诫命给忘了。
Whatever happened to them, they forgot.
但是无论如何，他们呢，不管发生什么事情，他们已经把这个约柜忘了。
And eventually, they found themselves in this war with the Philistines.
最终呢，他们呢就在和非利士人打仗的时候。
The Philistines are enemies of the Israelites.
非利士人呢和以色列人是敌人。
They're enemies of God.
他们也是神的敌人。
And in one particular battle,
在一个战争当中
，the Philistines defeated the Israelites.
那非利士人呢，把以色列人打败了。
The Philistines killed 4,000 Israelite men.
非利士人呢，杀了4,000个以色列人。
And the Israelites wondered, how did we lose this?
那这些以色列人就纳闷，我们怎么会输了这场战争？
You can imagine the women crying, how did we lose our father, our husband, our brother?
你可以想象到这些女人在哭，我们怎么失去了我们的丈夫，我们的孩子，我们的父亲？
We lost our friends in battle.
我们失去了我们的朋友。
What happened?
到底发生了什么事？
The soldiers are wondering, what happened?
这些战士也在纳闷，到底发生了什么
？The leaders are wondering what happened.
这些首领也是同样。
How do we lose this?
我们怎么会失败呢
？And someone had an idea.
那有人就出了一个主意。
Maybe we need to bring the Ark of the Covenant out.
或许我们应该把神的约柜再搬出来。
Remember in the past when we took down the city of Jericho, the Ark went before us.
记得我们以前战胜耶利哥的时候，神的约柜是走在我们前面的。
Let's go, let's go and get the ark. Let's bring it out to the battlefield.
让我们把这个柜带出来，带到这个战场上来。
But instead of asking the Lord for help,
但是他们并没有请求神来帮助他们。
Instead of seeking God for guidance,
他们没有请求神的带领。
They made a decision without the Lord.
他们呢做了决定并没有经过并没有通过请求神来帮助他们做这个决定。
They thought they could just use God.
他们认为他们是能够利用神的。
They thought that they could get God's blessing without following God's way.
他们认为他们不用跟随神的心意就能够得到神的祝福。
They thought they could get the blessing of God.Without following God's way,
他们认为他们不用跟随神的心意就能够得到神的祝福。
And let's look at what they did.
我们来看看他们做了什么。
So we're going to go all the way back to 1 Samuel, and we'll put it up here as well. 1 Samuel chapter 3.
让我们来看看。
Chapter 4.
撒母耳记上第四章。
1 Samuel chapter 4, we're just going to two verses here. We'll follow along with it, and you can follow on the story if you want just to listen. Chapter 4, verse 3.
我们来看看第四章第三节。
And when the people came to the camp, the elders of Israel said, Why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? 第三节, sorry.
百姓回到营里，以色列的长老说，
Let us bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord here from Shiloh, that it may come among us and save us from the power of our enemies.
我们不如将耶和华的约柜从示罗抬到我们这里来, 好在我们中间救我们脱离敌人的手。
So the people sent to Shiloh and brought from there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, who is enthroned on the cherubim. Okay, you see that? The presence of God right there. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God.
于是百姓打发人到示罗，从那里将坐在二基路伯上的万军之耶和华的约柜抬来，以利的两个儿子何弗尼、非尼哈与神的约柜同来。
And you can only guess what happens next.
那你应该接下来猜得到将会发生什么事。
They took the Ark of the Covenant of God.
他们把神的约柜搬来了。
They brought it onto the battlefield.
他们带到了战场上。
They said this lucky charm is going to help us win this battle.
他们认为说这个幸运符会帮助我们赢这场战争的。They
didn't ask God.
他们并没有向神请求。They
didn't ask God for help.
他们没有向神请求帮助。They
didn't ask God to see if this was okay.
他们没有请求神是否符合神的心意。
Maybe they were too emotional from their defeat.
或许失败使他们太感情化了一些。
Maybe they are just too desperate at this moment.
或许他们这个时候太绝望了。 So
they ended up doing what they wanted to do.
所以他们呢就按照自己的心意来做事。
Even the two priests, the sons of the high priest Eli,
甚至就是这个高祭司的两个儿子,
these were the people that are supposed to guard the ark and take care of it.
他的两个儿子是这个约柜的守护者。
The priestly line is a line that's supposed to know the instructions about the ark.
他们其实应该知道对这个约柜的指示。
Even they didn't stop it.
但是他们并没有阻止。
And so what happened?
那接下来发生了什么呢?
What happened next?
发生了什么事呢?
Let's look at verse 10.
让我们来看看第十节。
So the Philistines fought.
非利士人和以色列人打仗。
And what happened?
那接下来发生了什么?
And Israel was defeated.
以色列人败了。Again.
Okay?
再一次失败了。
And they fled, every man to his home.
各向各家奔逃。
And there was a very great slaughter. For now, 30,000 foot soldiers of Israel fell.
被杀的人甚多，以色列的步兵扑倒了3万。
And after all of these Israelites started running home,
所以这些呢，以色列人就各自奔跑回家了。
What did they forget on the battlefield?
那他们跑回家以后忘记了什么呢？ 把什么忘在了这个战场上呢？
The Ark of the Covenant.
就是这个约柜。
And so we see here that the Ark of the Covenant was captured.
那么也看到这个约柜呢被掳去了。
And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died.
那以利的两个儿子何弗尼和非尼哈也都被杀了。
Israel was defeated again.
那以色列呢再次失败。
Now with thousands more dead.
那现在呢，死亡的人数更多。
The high priest Eli knew that the ark was taken.
那个高祭司以利呢，知道这个约柜被他们搬走了。
And he was so worried about the ark of the covenant of the Lord.
他非常担心这个神的这个约柜。That
the Bible said that he was trembling.
那圣经上说他在发抖。
Verse 13 says, he was sitting on his seat by the road, watching, his heart trembling for the ark of God.
那在第13节说到，以利坐在道旁，坐在自己的位上观望，为神的约柜心里担忧。
So that by the time news came about the battle,
那当这个战争的消息呢传到以利的时候,
that not just the sons, the death of his sons,
不仅仅是说他的儿子被杀了,
but the capture of this ark.
但是呢，更为了因为这个约柜被掳了,
the ark of God,
这个神的约柜,
that it was captured,
神的约柜被掳了,
that the scripture says he fell backward and broke his neck and he died.
那经上说，当以利听到这个消息的时候，他往后倒了下去，把他的脖子摔断了，就死了。
One of the sons had a wife, and she was pregnant.
那他以利其中一个儿子的妻子呢，那时候正怀孕了。
She was about to give birth.
她马上就要生孩子。
And the Bible says that when she heard that the Ark of the Covenant was captured,
当她听说这个神的柜被掳的时候，
and that her husband had died, and now her father-in-law had died.
她的丈夫已经被杀，她的公公也已经死了。
She gave birth and died in childbirth.
她生了孩子以后就死了。
But right before she had died,
但是在她死之前，
you look at verse 21 and she says this.
我们来看一下第二十一节，她是这么说的。
The glory has departed from Israel.
她说荣耀离开以色列了。
Look at verse 22.
来看第二十二节。
And she said, the glory has departed from Israel, for the ark of God has been captured.
他又说荣耀离开以色列，因为神的约柜被掳去了。
She said that and then she died.
他说完这之后就死了。
The symbol of God's presence with the Israelites has been captured.
那这个代表神与以色列人同在的这个标志被掳了。
The symbol of God's presence in their obedience.
那这是就是神 这个标志是神与神在他们顺服中与他们同在的这个标志。
And now it was a symbol, a picture that God had departed them because of their disobedience.
那现在变成了一个标志，就是神已经离开了他们。
Folks, if I can just remind you,
那我如果可以提醒大家的话，
that they thought that they could get God's blessing without following God's way.
他们认为呢，他们不用跟随神的心意，他们就能够得到神的祝福。
But we have to remember today.
那我们今天一定要记住。
That God's blessings always flow through following God's ways.
那神的祝福呢，是往往是要我们一定要我们跟随神的心意，神的祝福才能够向我们才能给我们。
The Israelites, they took the things of God too lightly.
那这些以色列人呢，把神的事情呢看得太轻了。
They took his word and his ways too lightly.
他们把神的话和神的心意呢看得太轻了。
And today we are a people of God.
那今日呢，我们也是神的子民。
So we need to take caution.
那我们要警醒。
Although the times have changed.
虽然我们现在不同的时代。
And although we are no longer under that old covenant.
现在我们已经不在旧约之下了。
God's view towards disobedience and sin has not changed.
但是神对罪恶和不顺服的观点仍旧是一样的。
Because God even today continues to make His glory known through obedience of His people.
因为今日神仍旧通过顺服他的子民来显示他的荣耀的。
But I share all of this with you.
但是我今天和大家分享这些。
To give you the background of the ark.
是仅仅呢，就要给大家一些，就是这个约柜的一些背景。
You see, the ark eventually made its way back to Israel.
我们也知道，这个约柜呢，最终仍旧是回到以色列的。
But the problem was.
但是呢，其中的问题是。
It was still ignored.
这个约柜仍旧是被忽视的。
It was still neglected.
这个约柜仍旧是被忽略的。
Only until.David.
直到了大卫的时候。
The man after God's own heart.
这个合神心意的人。
You see, David desired to do something about the neglected ark of God.
大卫呢，就是期望他要他要再度重视这个被忽视的约柜。
And that's why in our earlier text in 1 Chronicles chapter 13, we see that David says to the people, hey, should we bring the ark back, the ark of God? Should we not neglect it and bring it back to us?
所以我们在那个历代志上那个13章也看到大卫就像大家说我们应该把这个约柜再搬回来。
You see, David knew that this was God's way. The ark was important to David because the ark was important to God.
那这个柜,约柜对大卫来说是重要的,是因为这个约柜对神来说是重要的。
So for the next few chapters, chapter 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, that's the journey of David to bring the ark back.
那在接下来就在历代志上,接下来几节经文呢,都是讲那个大卫把约柜带回来的经历,经过。
It wasn't a physical distance thing.
这并不是说因为这个距离很远。
The ark wasn't with the Philistines anymore.
这个约柜并不是在非利士人手上的。
It was already with the Israelites.
这个约柜其实已经在以色列人手上了。
It was just being ignored.
但是呢,他是被忽视了。Neglected. 被忽略了。Bringing
the ark back for David was important.
对大卫来说,把这个约柜带回来是非常重要的。For
the one reason that it was important to God.
唯一的理由是因为这个约柜对神来说是非常重要的。Do
you see that?
你有没有看到这一点呢?
That is partly why David is called a man after God's own heart.
这就是为什么其中的一个原因就是大卫是称作合神心意的人。
What's important to you?
那对你来说什么是重要的呢?
If you are a child of God today,
那如果今天你是神的儿女的话,
what is important to you?
对你来说什么是重要的?
Is it just important to you because it's important to you?
那对你来说重要的东西是仅仅是因为对你来说是重要的吗?
Or is it important to you because simply it's important to God?
而是因为对神来说是重要的,所以这件事情对你来说就是重要的。
And so for David, bringing the ark back was important because it was important to God.
所以对大卫来说,把这个约柜带回来是很重要的,因为对神来说这是重要的。
Because he knew that was God's heart.
因为他知道这是神的心意。
But even for David,
但是甚至对大卫来说,
bringing the ark back wasn't without its challenges.
对,把那个约柜搬回来也是不容易的。
In fact, if you read through those chapters,
事实上,如果把这些经文全都读下来的话,
you're going to see over and over again how frustrating of a process it was.
你看得到,就是这个经过是非常的,有时候大卫也受挫了。
Because David tried and then failed.
因为大卫也试过,但是失败了好几次。
He tried and got frustrated.
他曾经努力过,但是他也受到挫折。
He did it wrong.
他一开始做错了。And
he failed.
所以他失败了。But
eventually,
但是最终,
the Lord blessed David's effort to honor him.
神还是祝福了大卫的努力。 然后他就荣耀了大卫。
Ever happened to you before?
那这样的事情有没有在你的身上发生过呢?
You try to do something and you fail.
你试着做一些事情,然后你就失败了。
You try to do something good and you fail.
你试着做一些好的事情,你失败了。
You might even try to do something for God and you fail.
甚至你在试图做一些,为神做一些事情,你失败了。
You've tried and failed, tried and failed.
你经历过很多的努力,但是还是失败了。
Failure is not bad.
失败并不是件坏事.
Sometimes it just feels bad.
但是有时候可能是我们感觉不那么好.
My son yesterday had a championship game for his football.
那我儿子昨天就是对他有一场美式足球赛的那个冠军赛.
Every day he would say, Dad, let's practice the plays.
每天他都想要练习.
I wasn't telling him to practice.
我并没有要求他练习。
He wanted to practice.
他自己想要练习。
And if I wasn't available,
如果我不在的话,
he would get his sister Bethany to come and go through the plays with him.
他就会要他的姐姐陪他一起练。
He worked really hard.
他非常努力地练习。
He's a good player.
他也打得挺好的。
But yesterday,
但是昨天,
he lost.
他们失败了。
He failed.
他们失败了。
And when I asked him this morning,
我今天早上问他,
yesterday I was too tired to ask him.
昨天晚上我太累了,没有问他。
I said, how was it, son?
我就问他, 儿子, 你感觉怎么样?
Because I was trying to teach him that failure sometimes is okay.
因为我想要教导他，就是失败并不是件坏事，有时候。
But because my son likes to pretend that he's tough, he actually has a very soft heart.
我儿子呢，虽然想假装呢他是很厉害的，其实但是呢，他的内心其实是很有一颗很柔弱的内心。
And he started doing this.
他就开始哭了。
And I said, look at me, son.
我就跟他说，儿子看着我。
He won't look at me.
他不想看着我。
He said, I feel sad.
他就跟我说，我感到非常的悲伤。
Because we failed, we lost.
因为我们失去，我们失败了。
But I was telling him.
但是我告诉他。
It's okay to fail.
失败没有关系。
It might feel bad.
你或许感觉不好。
But it's okay to fail.
但是失败是没有关系的。
Because one day, son,
有一天
when you win,
当你成功的时候
it'll feel that much better.
你就会感觉更好。
Because when you succeed,
当你成功的时候
you will appreciate your hard work.
你就会感激你
you'll appreciate your efforts.
你就会感激你所做的。
And maybe one day,
或许有一天
you will know,
你会知道
sometimes when you succeed,
当你成功的时候，有时候
，you will know that it is God who helped you.
你就会知道是神帮助了你。
And you will not only say yes.
你不仅仅说，你不仅仅会说太好了。
You will know that that came from God.
你会知道这是从神而来的。
You see, David failed.
你看，大卫也失败过。
Over and over.
一次又一次的。
Trying to do something for God.
他试图为神做一些事情。
He failed sometimes because he just didn't do it right.
他失败了，因为他没有做把事情做对。
But ultimately, God honored him.
但是最终呢，神还是荣耀了他。
And brought him success.
把成功给予了他。
And the ark was successfully brought back.
那这个约柜呢，最终是成功的带到了以色列人当中。
And brothers and sisters,
兄弟姐妹们
，I want us.To learn from David's response.
我希望我们能够从大卫的回应当中学习到。
How did David respond from such a blessing from the Lord?
那大卫呢是对神的祝福是如何反应的
？So we're going to be looking at chapter 15 at this point.
让我们来看一看第十五章。
Okay, Second Chronicles chapter 15.
First.
Where are we? First Chronicles chapter 15. Thank you.
历代志上第十五章。
We're going to start with verse 25.
我们来从第二十五节开始。
Because at this point in time, the ark has been brought back.
到这个时候呢，这个约柜已经搬到以色列人当中了。
They're in the process of bringing it back.
或者他们正在搬回的途径之中。
And there's a few things that I want us to observe.
那我希望大家来看看几件事。
Verse 25.
第二十五节。
So David and the elders of Israel and the commanders of thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with what? With rejoicing.
第二十五节，于是大卫和以色列的长老并千夫长都去从俄别以东的家，欢欢喜喜地将耶和华的约柜抬上来。
Rejoicing.
欢欢喜喜。
欢欢喜喜的。That's almost like saying rejoicing. Okay? Verse 26, And because God helped the Levites who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams.
那第二十六节，神赐恩与抬耶和华约柜的利未人，他们就献上7只公牛、7只公羊。
David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who were carrying the Ark, and the singers...And the Shenaniah, the leader of the music of the singers, and David wore a linen ephod.
大卫和抬约柜的利未人，并歌唱人的首领基拿尼亚，以及歌唱的人都穿着细麻布的外袍。大卫另外穿着细麻布的以弗德。
And so look at how they brought it back. So all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting to the sound of the horn, trumpets, and cymbals, and made loud music on harps and lyres.
并以色列众人欢呼，吹角、吹号、敲钹、鼓瑟、弹琴，大发响声，将耶和华的约柜抬上。
And as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, which is his wife, looked out of the window and saw King David dancing and celebrating, and she despised him in her heart.
耶和华的约柜进了大卫城的时候，扫罗的女儿米甲从窗户里观看。见大卫王踊跃跳舞，心里就轻视他。
You know why? One of the reasons why she despised him?
那你们知道，他轻视他的理由之一是什么吗？
Because he took off his royal robes.
因为他把他国王所穿的长袍给脱了。
But it didn't say that he's naked.
他并不是说没有穿衣服。
He was wearing a robe of fine linen.
他只是穿他穿了那个细麻布的衣服。
Which was the linen of the priests, the Levites.
这就是那个利未人那个祭司长所穿的长袍。
And he wore a linen ephod, which is what the Levite priests wear.
他穿的细麻布的以弗德就是利未人的祭司所穿的。
And he joined the common people.
他呢和平民一样。
And he was celebrating and dancing.
他在庆祝，他在跳舞。
How did David respond when the Ark of the Covenant was brought back? How did David respond when God poured out his blessing upon him?
那你有没有看到当约柜被抬回来的时候大卫是如何回应的呢？当神的祝福给他的时候他是如何回应的？
How did he respond? The first thing I want to observe is he responded with rejoicing.
那第一点我们看到的就是他的回应是欢喜。
This is being descriptive, not prescriptive.
这是描述大卫所做的，这并不是说规定是一定要这样做。
But I want it to challenge us a bit.
但是呢，我要向大家挑战一些。
When God blesses you,
当神祝福你的时候
，Have you ever just got up and danced?
你有没有就起来就开始唱跳舞唱歌呢
？Oh, I see some people looking at me right now.
我知道有些人在看着我。
开玩笑。Are you kidding? 我跳舞 me dance?
你开玩笑，我怎么会跳舞？
That's okay. You don't have to be a dancer.
你这没关系，你不是说一定要跳舞。
Do you dance in your heart?
但是你的内心有没有在跳舞呢？
Woo, yeah. Right? You're not doing it with your body, but in your heart, you're like, oh, well, you know, I'm not a good dancer. My wife is a good dancer. Okay, we'll have her dance. But like, do you dance in your heart?
但是在你的内心有没有在跳舞呢？
See, my mom's looking at me. 开玩笑，谁跳舞？Who dances? Hey, maybe my mom doesn't dance, but she might dance. Do you dance in your heart?
但是就像我母亲一样，我母亲不跳舞，但是她的内心是很开心在跳舞的。我知道。
Why? In their culture, dancing was an expression of rejoicing.
那在以色列的文化当中呢，是跳舞呢是一种欢喜的表达方式。
Maybe you don't dance.
或许你不跳舞。
That's okay.
没有关系。
Nothing's wrong with dancing.
这并没有错，你不会跳舞。
Just not dirty dancing. But dancing is fine. Do you rejoice?
那你有没有欢喜呢？
With music, look at the importance of music coming through here.
你有没有看到有音乐一起伴随？
When God blesses you, do you rejoice?
那当神祝福你的时候，你有没有欢喜呢？
Do you just say, 赞美主？
那你只是轻轻地说一下赞美主。
With a little hand, like, 赞美主。
轻轻地说一下赞美主。
Or do you say, like, praise God?
或者你可以大声地呼喊赞美主。
And say, thank God.
感谢神。
Let me play some music.
让我把音乐打开。
And let me just dance in my heart.
让我的内心一起跳舞。
God is good.
神是好，美好的。
Do you rejoice?
你欢喜吗？
Second observation.
那第二点我们观察到的。
Look at verse 26.
我们看第二十六节。
And because God helped the Levites who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, what did they do? They sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams.
那神就是赐恩了给那些抬约柜的利未人，他们就献上7只公牛、7只公羊。
When they realized that God has helped them.
当他们意识到，就是认识到神已帮助了他们。
When they realize that God has blessed their work for him,
当他们知道神已经祝福了他们的。
They sacrificed
他们奉献。
They made an offering to God.
他们向神献祭。
Bulls and rams at that time were high commodities.
那些公牛和公羊在当时呢，都是一些很有价值的货物。
And they were used in sacrifice.
他们呢，把它拿来做神的献祭。
Not just because God directed it so.
不仅仅是因为神是这样指示的。
But because God is worthy of our best offering.
因为他们知道神是值得他们这样做的。
When you see God's blessing upon you, you might play some music and rejoice. But is the first thing that you think about to give offering to God?
但是第一件事情你有没有想到就是要把奉献，需要奉献给神呢?
Oh God, you are so good.
神啊，你是如此的美好。
I gotta make an offering.
我一定要向你奉献。
I gotta give you my best.
我要把我最好的给你。
That's what we see in David's life.
那我们现在就可以看到在大卫的生命当中。
We see that when they brought the ark back, they responded to God's goodness with offering.
那当他们把那个神的约柜抬回来的时候，他们对神的回应就是，他们要向神献祭。
Now I want us to look at verse 4 together. We'll put it on the board here.
那我们再来看看，第四节。
Let's see what David did next.
我们看看，大卫接下来怎么做。
Then he appointed some of the Levites as ministers before the ark of the Lord to invoke, to thank, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel.
第四节，大卫派几个立位人在耶和华的约柜前侍奉、颂扬、称谢、赞美耶和华以色列的神。
David wanted to make for certain.
所以，大卫王呢，一定要。
That they gave, 要确定。一定要确定。 That they gave thanks and they gave praise to God.
大卫王一定要确定，就是他们所有的人要称谢和赞美我们，耶和华。
There are two words used here.
我们有看到有两个字在这里，用了两个字。
In the Hebrew, it's a different word, to thank and to praise.
那这两个字就是称谢和赞美，在希伯来语当中是不一样的。
And in the Old Testament, you see that these two words are often used as words for praise.
那在旧约当中呢，这两个字眼呢，通常就是两个最主要的字是用来描述赞美的。
Oftentimes they're used interchangeably.
通常呢，我们也可以换着使用。
So means the meaning's a little bit blurred.
所以，他们的意思呢，很相近，有些模糊，就是可以通用。
But there is a slight difference to the two words.
但是他们之间呢，也有一些小小的不同之处。
That's why David used both of them here.
所以呢，大卫把两个字都用上去在这里。
The first word for thanks, say it with me together, is the word what? Yada.
那第一个就是称谢这个字。
It's the word yada. Let's all say yada.
我们一同说这个字 yada.
This word, no, it's not yada. It's yada. Okay. Yada. Let's say it together. 1, 2, 3. Yada. This word is the word for give thanks.
那这个字呢，是指称谢。
It's more often used to describe what God has done.
那他这个字眼呢，就是用的更多呢，是来描述神所成就的一切的。
So after David had set up and made sure that they're going to give thanks and praise, there was a whole song that was written.
那当时，就是大卫呢，确认就是他们大家一块，一同要称谢神，有一首歌被，他们写了一首歌。
And you see it in verse 8
through 36.
But here's an example of giving thanks to God for what he has done. Okay, let's look at that.
这就是我们看到一个例子，就是要
称谢神所成就的一切。
You can see it in verse 8 and 9.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known what he has done, his deeds among the peoples.
你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为。
See, that's what God has done.
这就是神所成就的。
Sing to him, verse 9. Sing praises to him. What? Tell of all his wondrous works.
第九节, 要向他唱诗, 歌颂, 谈论他一切奇妙的作为。
See, that's what God has done.
这就是神所成就的。
You can look through that whole song and you find parts where they are thanking God for what he has done.
你可以看这首歌当中我你们可以看到好几处就是他们就感谢神称谢神所成就的一切。
And we do that, don't we?
我们也是这样子的是不是
We give thanks to God for all that he's done.
我们也感谢神为他所成就的一切。
Thank you for giving me all these provisions, God.
感谢你所供应给我的。
Thanks for giving me my family, God.
感谢神给我一个家庭。
Thank you, God, for my salvation.
感谢神给我的救赎。
Thank you, God, for my brothers and sisters at church.
我也感谢神为我教会的弟兄姐妹们感谢神。
Thank you, God, for this food.
感为食物而感谢神。
Oh, food is good.
食物是美好的。
Thank you for giving me food.
感谢神把食物提供给我。
I like Mexican food.
我喜欢墨西哥食物。
Thank you, God, for the burrito.
我们要为墨西哥的卷饼感谢神。
Yeah. Burrito manna, right? Okay? And so this is good. Thank you, God, for all that you're giving to me.
这些都是美好的。我们感谢神把这些美好的给我们。
And that's great.
这是非常好的。
We want to be a thankful people for what God has done.
我们要对神所成就的一切要有成为一个感恩的人。
But I want you to notice the slight difference in the second word.
但是我希望大家能够注意到这第二个字是有一些不同的。
The first word is what? Say it again. Yada. The second word is?
那第二个字是什么呢?
Halal. Say halal.
大家一起说。
Okay, halal is giving praise.
Halal 就是我们要赞美。
And what is the slight difference?
那这里面微小的区别是什么呢？
The slight difference is yada describes what God has done for us. Halal describes who God is.
那称谢呢是用来描述神所成就的一切。那我们赞美呢是更多的用来描述神是谁。
You see this in verse 25.
我们在第25节当中可以看到。
Usually in these type of songs, the ending starts to go less and less about what God has done and more about who God is.
我们可以看到这些诗歌当中很多就是到结尾的时候越来越少的就是称谢神但是更多的呢是来赞美神是谁。
For great is the Lord.Verse 25.
因为耶和华，因耶和华为大。
And greatly to be praised.
当受极大的赞美。
And he is to be feared above all gods.
他在万神之上当受敬畏。
Look at verse 28.
二十八节。
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples.
民众的万族啊。
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，都归给耶和华。
Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name.
要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他。
Bring an offering and come before Him.
拿供物来奉到他面前。
Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness.
当以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
Look at verse 34.
第三十四节。
All give thanks to the Lord.
应当称谢耶和华。
Okay, that's the word halal there.
这就是这个 halal 的。
For he is good.
因他本为善。
For his steadfast love endures forever.
他的慈爱永远长存。
Brothers and sisters, although the difference is so slight,
弟兄姐妹们，虽然这个区别是很微小的。
How often do we praise God just for who he is?
那我们是多少时候我们来赞美神就是为了神是谁而赞美他呢
And not just what he has done for me lately.
不仅仅是说他为我做了什么。
There's nothing wrong with giving thanks to him for what he has done.
你感谢神为他所给你做的一切感谢神并没有错。
Because God helps us.
因为神帮助我们。
God is a helper.
神是一个帮助者。
God provides for us.
神也提供应给我们。
God created for us.
神也为我们创造。
God has saved us.
神也救了我们，拯救了我们。
God is our God who has blessed us with so many gifts.
神是我们的神，他祝福了我们，他给予了我们多么这么多的祝福。
But you know what happens to anyone who gets too many gifts?
但是你也知道，任何人当他得到的太多的时候
you start to become spoiled.
你可能就有点感觉像被宠坏一样。
And you take the gifts for granted.
那你呢就把这些这些东西呢好像觉得是你应得的一样。
Sometimes we have too many gifts from God that we forget the giver.
有时候呢我们在神那里得到的太多了反而使你呢忘记了这位给予你的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
never be so preoccupied with the gifts of God that you forget to honor the God of your gifts.
弟兄姐妹们永远不要那么专注于你从神那里所得到的东西从而使你忽略了去赞美那位施予你的神。
Never be so enamored with the gifts of God and the things that he has done that you forget to honor who he is.
永远不要那么专注于你所从神那儿所得的反而使你忽略了去赞美那位施予你的神。
Learn.
你要学习。
Practice.
你要你要锻炼练习练习。
Try to thank him for who he is and not even for anything that he has done.
你要为神是谁而感谢神并不是说感谢他是因为他给你的帮你所做的。
Again, it's not bad.
这并不错。
Because they're tied together.
他们是在一起的。
But practice.
但是你要练习。
Practice praising God for who he is.
你要练习去赞美神为神是谁而赞美神因为他是美善的
and he is worthy,
他是值得你的赞美的
and he is faithful,
因为他是信实的
he is the creator,
他是创造者
he is so set apart that we call him holy,
他是那么高高在上因为我们称他是圣洁的
he is so good there is no good outside of him
在他是如此的美好在他除他以外没有什么是好更好的
The chairman prayed that earlier.
我们今天的主席也是这样祷告
What if God never gave you anything more? Is he enough?
因为神把他自己给我们是已经足足够够了
Never forget to praise the giver of your gifts.
永远不要忘记去赞美给你一切的神
The last thing we see
那最后一点我们看到
is that David's response to God's blessing
那大卫对神的祝福的回应是
was that he was giving thanks and praise to God
他称谢并且赞美神
with all the people
和大众一起称谢和赞美神
The last thing I want to observe from David
这最后一件事情最后一件事情我在大卫身上观察到
is thatAll of his thanks and praise
他所有的称谢和赞美
was to be done in public
都在公众之前呢
not in private
不是他一个人私下的称谢和赞美
This song was to be sung as a corporate body not as an individual
那 这首歌诗歌是大家一起唱的并不是他一个人唱的
There are times when you thank and praise God on your own.
有些时候你称谢赞美神呢，就是你一个人自己一个人称谢赞美神。
But there is something I believe very special designed by God that His people are to give thanks and praise to Him together.
但是我知道有一些事情我知道神也是这样子期望的，我们。大家能够一同来称谢赞美他。
Listen to all these different psalms. I won't turn to it. Just listen to it.
你自己去听一听那些这些诗歌。
I will thank you, David says, in the great congregation.
那大卫也在会众当中说，我要称谢你。
In the group of people, I will praise you, is what he says in Psalm 35:18.
在大家在众人面前，我要赞美你。
Psalm 22:22. I will tell of your name to my brothers.
我要把你的名告诉给我的。
In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you.
在会众当中，我要赞美你。
There is something special about giving thanks and praise together that brings about spiritual blessing for God's people.
那当我们在当我们在一起在称谢和感谢神的时候呢，会给我们的弟兄姐妹们带来灵命上的祝福。
I don't know why God does that.
我不知道神为什么要这么做。
Especially with sometimes in our culture, it's hey, I'm private.
特别就是对我们的文化来说呢，我们比较注重就是个人自己的隐私。
I don't need to express my faith out there.
我们不爱不太爱于就是表达。
But I will go to my own private room over here.
但是我呢，宁愿自己到自己的房间里。
And I'm gonna play that music and praise God.
我一个人呢，听音乐来赞美神。
And I will thank God in private.
我自己一个人呢，来称谢和赞美神。
But throughout the Scripture.
但是你有没有看到经文上
？Throughout the model of the Psalms，
看一看这个诗篇所设的典范。
God designed spiritual blessing to come when we give thanks and praise together。
当我们一同来赞美神的时候，神有神对我们的灵命上有祝福。
That we have to say it out。
我们一定要说大声的说出来。
We have to speak it out for one another to hear。
我们一定要大声的说出来，让大家都听到。
I always say, give thanks for your 大事小事 your big things and small things in life.
我也经常说，不管是小事情还是大事情，都要大声的说出来。
And then people say, 我的小事情太小了。My small thing is too small. Who wants to hear my small thing?
谁想听到我的这种小事情呢？
I say my small thing over there.
我的小事我自己一个人知道就行了。
But what happens when you hear someone else's small thing?
但是如果当你听到人家分享的一些小事情
And in someone else's small thing, they say, thank God.
当他们为他们的小事来感谢神的时候
Doesn't that encourage you?
你是不是也得到很大的
鼓励 Doesn't that bless you?
你是不是也得到祝福
When you hear someone else's testimony, you say, Amen. Oh, I'm blessed today.
当你听到其他人的见证的时候，你是不是也感到你也被祝福了呢？
That's because God made it that way.
因为神是这样，神是这样期望大家做的。
So if other people are blessing you through their testimony,
其他的人通过他们的见证来祝福你。
You gotta bless them.
你也要同样的
I'm going to bless you back.
你也要同样的祝福他们
I'm going to give praise to God so you can be blessed.
那你也要同样的赞美神所以其他人也可以得到
And when we're all doing this together,
那我们大家一同这样做的时候
God is blessed.
那神也是被祝福了
And God is being honored.
那神也被荣耀了
And God has been given the glory.
那神荣耀都归给了神了
Look.
我们来看
In just 4 days,
再过四天
we have our annual Thanksgiving testimony and banquet.
那我们呢就要将会举行我们年度的就是感恩节的见证和圣餐
For some people,
对一些人来说
it's just Thanksgiving banquet.
对一些人来说 或许就是一个感恩节的宴会
Oh, I'm gonna come and give me some good turkey.
我们到这里来是吃一些火鸡的。
Oh, I'm gonna eat some good, 年饭 You know, what do you call that? Sticky rice, 油饭。
我们是来到这里吃一些好的油饭的。
Oh, those Chinese people gonna make some good food that day.
那些那个华人会做一些好吃的那些。
Oh, Thanksgiving banquet.
那天就是为了我们的感恩节的那个宴席的大
餐。No.It's Thanksgiving testimony.
但是这是我们感恩节的分享见证分享。
And a little banquet.
然后我们有个小小的大餐。
We say Thanksgiving testimony and a little banquet.
那我们应该是说我们有一个很大的见证和
Because in 4 days, you have a chance to come up here.
因为再过四天你就有机会来到这个讲台上
And you can say
你可以说
For what God has done in my life
为了神在我生命当中所做的一切
In this last year
在去年这一年当中
I want to give God thanks
我要把感恩归给神
And I hope some people
我希望我们有
will say
我们的这些人
But I also just want to give thanks for who God is.
或许我们当中有些人也会说为了神是谁 我要感恩神
Because God is good.
因为神是美好的
And I want to give him praise.
我要赞美他
That's what it's about.
这就是我们所讲的
So that we can bless each other.
那我们可以相互祝福
And honor the name of the Lord.
来荣耀神的名
If you take out your test, your little, what do you call these things? Bulletins.
如果你把你的那个节目单拿出来的话,
we put in here a little white piece of paper.
我们有一张白色的纸在这上面。
Because you might say, I don't know what to do.
你或许到时候你会说我不知道怎么说。
Well, now you know what to do.
那在这个上面就会给你写得很详细。
There will be so many of you that you're going to need to line up. Like, get ready.
我希望我们当中有很多的人想要做见证，我们要排着长队。
You might be fighting your way to get up here.
我希望我们大家能够相互争先恐后的来到这个台上。
But don't hurt each other. It's not like a Black Friday sale, okay?
但是不要。
But you want to come up here and say, I want to give praise to God.
但是我希望你们大家都能够想要上到这个台上来，要把赞美给神。
You say, oh, I'm nervous.
你或许会说我很紧张。
That's okay.
但没关系,
God will hear your praise.
神仍旧会听到你的赞美,
we will hear your thanks.
我们也会听到你的感恩。
One of the times my wife came up to give her Thanksgiving testimony.
有一次我的妻子上来这里,
she clipped the mic right here.
她把她的麦克风放在胸前的时候,
she was reading her short thanks.
她在读她的那些短短的那个见证的时候,
and you start to hear the sound.
你开始听到一些声音。
咚咚。 咚咚咚咚咚咚
你听到他心跳的声音
And I was like, what is that?
我们就在奇怪这是什么声音
Oh, that's her heart
这是他心跳的声音
Because she's so excited to give thanks to God
因为他要给神感恩的时候
That her heart was just going, I gotta do this
他的心跳得非常厉害
When your heart is beating like that
当你心跳是这样的时候
You gotta give thanks.
你一定要感恩。
When your palms are getting sweaty.
当你的手掌出汗的时候。
No, you gotta give thanks.
你一定要感恩。
That's a sign.
这就是这个标志，就是标志。
That you gotta come up.
你应该上台来。
Give glory to God.
把荣耀归给神。
And we can bless each other.
那我们可以相互祝福。
Amen. Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
Let us be a people of thanks. And a people who praise.
让我们成为一群感恩和赞美的人。
Body, give it to us here. I went over, so I'll give it to him.
I would give thanks to God for the message.
我们为了这个信息而感谢神。
Please stand and we'll sing.